We are learning Mesechtes Gittin Daf Hei Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the two dots on top of Daf Hei Vav Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, Gufei shall get shichur, arei at pas chayrim, arei at la'atzmecha. Those last lashon get shichur. Ask him Rav Yehuda, b'shtar zvini d'avdi. Rav Yehuda's Mesakim, when you sell a eved, you write this in the shtar. Avdo denon mutztik la'avdoi. This eved is eved, Rashi's pasuk la'avdoi, so there's no error about this mechira. He's slated to be an eved. Upatir va'otir min charuri. Potir means potvot is lashon separation. He's not meshukr. So potir va'otir min charuri, separated from being free. Umin aluli and from any rumors. Umin arure malko makasa. And there's no claims or liens from the melech or from the king or the queen on this eved. Ve'roshum de'inish le'isaloi. And there's no other Rosh Inish is like the signature of other of that you're an eved. It's like it's called Chosim Shal Eved. He has a badge that says he's an eved. There's no one else's badge on him besides for my badge. He's my eved. But Rosh Inish like Isalai Umenuko Mikomum. He has no mum. Umin Shchin the Nafik Ad Titza. And from any Shchin for the past 2 years, he has no Shchin, no boils, no blisters on his body. Chadis Vatik, no new blisters, old blisters. So that's what you write in the shtar. My asuse, what is the refuah, the remedy to heal these blisters? Oma abaye, gimbara, which is ginger, or martika. Martika is like melted silver, the waste from the silver. Vikavrisa, which is sulfur. Vichal de chamra, which is wine vinegar. Or mishcha de zesa, which is olive oil. Vinatvik yura, and white neft, like white, like kerosene. And you take all this, mix it together. V'shay filei v'gatva davza. And you smear on the blisters with a feather from a goose. So that's we're talking about shtaris. We said what they wrote in a shtar zvini of when you sell an eved. This is what you wrote. Make sure there's no mum and there's no other liens on it. And that's just the lashon shtar. Once you mention get shirk, we mention also the lashon shtar of a shtar zvini. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha gittin pesulim. There are three gittin that are possible. We'll see. It's only possible with the rabbanon. And therefore, if you get married with this get, then this is a vlad kosher, vlad not a mamzer. If it wouldn't be a get, then it would be vlad mamzer kushtoleishish. But since the midaraisa kosher, so this is a vlad kosher. But the possible with the rabbanon. What are these three pesulim our Mishnah enumerates? Pesul number one. Kosav v'ksav yodoi v'el of edim. He writes the get with his own handwriting, but there's no edim on it. So Rashi says, now why would that get be good? So Rashi tries to analyze it. He says, "Chafira Meir, we know you need Eidah Chasima karati. You need two Eidah Chasima. You don't have Eidah Chasima. And Chafira Rabbi Lazar, the Chayri, you need Eidah Mesira. And this is not going according to Rabbi Lazar. Like the end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lazar, I'm happy to have Eidah. I'm supposed to pay Eidah. It's kosher that he gave in front of Eidah. So Rashi says, look, who's this going according to? It's not Rameir. It's not Rabbi Lazar. So Rashi has two Malachim. Either Rashi says that it could be according to Rabbi Meir, and here since he wrote it with his own handwriting, it's like Kamei Eidah Dami. It's like a Das within Kamei Eidah Dami. Or he says that this is a third man the Yama. And this man the Yama holds that a get can be written aidei the Baal himself. Because it says, v'nosan, that the Baal himself could write a get. That's pshat why Midarai says kosher without any edim. We're saying either fear may because he wrote it as kamei dami, or because that's one pshat, or because there's a din udim v'kosav v'nosan that the Baal could write a get. Case number two. Yes, love Adam, there are Adam, and Bozman, there's no Zman. We learned earlier in the Masechta, in the second parak, that when you're born on the Masech and Adin Zman, Shemichapa Basachoisai, or Alts Paris, you have to write the Zman, the time when it happened, is get in the star. So that's, if you don't write it, it's possible to Rabban on, when Nisas Havlad Kosher. The third case is, Yes, Bezman has his man, but anybody else, but only one aid. If only has one aid, so what's the case? So it's why, what's the Tzadat's Kosher? It should be possible to write it. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara, we'll see soon in the Gemara, there's two ways to learn. Either it was a ksav yad together with the eid echad, so that's why it's a kosher. Good kosher, so that's l'chara, there is a ksav yadai, is possible. Here was a ksav yad echad, we'll be moistet. Teresa will be moistet that here's not even kosher l'chatchila. A ksav yad with an eid echad, he has his own ksav yad, which says kosher v'deraisa, which is possible to have on him. Here it's a ksav yad with eid echad, maybe kosher chatchila. We're saying even though it has an eid echad plus it's ksav yad, it's still possible. That's the chiddush, that's what Rashi explains. Maybe you think of Vlad Mamzer. The other case is Vlad Mamzer. So it says, the other case, teacher, dear, it's not Vlad Mamzer. He was saying it's not kosher. Now, That's one pshat. We'll see in the Gemara that means a ksav yadeh, or it's going on a ksav sefer. We'll see that with ksav sefer together with erecha. Maybe that would be that's good midaraisa. These are three cases in our Mishnah. These are three cases of getim sulim, and this is of that kosher. And if it's married, that's kosher. Rabbi Loza Omer, af api she'en alav edim. Even if you have no edim, else nostal of an edim, he took this get that he wrote, gave in front of edim, kosher, it's kosher l'chatchila. V'goyven m'chas v'shvadim. And he collected m'chas v'shvadim. Why? Because he holds edim asira karati. She'en edim chayis v'mal shtah el aget, el p'nitik an. The only reason we have chasimus while they signed the get is because tikkun olam of etzem, it's enough just to be moisture to get in front of edim. The whole signing the get is tikkun olam, because maybe you won't be able to find the edim asira. Maybe they'll die, or they'll go away to Medina Siyam, and the Baal Kom Ma'ariv have no way to prove it. Therefore, you can always use the edim on the star, on the get, to be a raya that this thing happened. But akapanim, the real thing that shafts the get is the edim asira, and you always need edim asira according to Rav Elazar. Akapanim, that is our Mishnah that says three get them sulim, and Rav Elazar holds that if you give it in front of edim, so that takes care of all the psulim, because the zman also, you could maybe work with the edim asira. With the zman also, the edim asira tell you when the zman is. So all these psulim be kosher if you gave it in front of edim.
All three cases,
pastor, because the zman also, you could, the edim asira know exactly when this happens. Therefore, anything that's to give for basa chaysay or something else, you always have the edim asira. If there's no zman, you'll ask for the edim asira. I can tell me, oh, you rely on the chesima. If there's no zman, I say, no, I can't rely on the chesima. I have to speak to the edim asira, and therefore it takes care of all three problems. So the Gemara, Vesuleka, it's only three gittim psulim, because we're saying something unique about these gittim. They're posel of gittim. And still, the vlad's not a mamzer. So it's very unique. It's saying this is the only three cases that's so unique. Vesuleka, Vayika, get yashon. We had earlier, according to Beis Hillel, if someone writes a get, and then he still lives together with his wife. After that, he's still living together. According to Beis Hillel, loch is that's a get yashon. We had a mishnah on Daf Ayin Tesam. Beis says Beishamay Oimrim Poyt Adam Ishto get yashon. Beis Hillel says Oisrim Beizu get yashon. Because Siachet Ima Ma'achas Kosh Leinan Zichud. After you write the get, they didn't give it yet. After you wrote the get, still that's possible. Why? Because the Gemara says Xerus Shem Yomru Gita Koydim Lebna. So there's another example of a get that's pasul, and l'charam, this is a vlad kasha. So why don't we say a fourth case in our Mishnah? Get yasham, you can get yasham. The Gemara answer is, hasam loiseitze, hacha teitze. Hasam loiseitze, hacha teitze. That there, the lach is, by get yasham, if you get the get, and then you go ahead and remarry, and then you find out it's a get yasham, the lach is, you let her stay married. Hacha teitze. Here we're saying avlad kosher, but here it's teitze. That's the, here you have to get another get. You have to leave this husband, and then it's not a mamzer, but it's teitze. So here that's why this case is a case that's avlad kosher, but it's still teitze. So tomorrow it's not so partial. Hanich lemandi amar in our mishnah itself is a mechalikus on the base. If it's teitze lo teitze, hanich lemandi mahacha teitze. Elamandi Amahaka Loisaitse, there's Mandim holds that even by our case, where it's possible, it's Loisaitse, so it's exactly like Yasha Ma'ikal Meymar. So, tomorrow, no, there, there's a tzad that's even better. Hasab Tinas Lechatchila, once you give the get Yashon, you're divorced, and you can even get married Lechatchila. Hacha the Evet, here it's only a Di'evet. Afraid to Gemara, Vahaika get Kareach, there's another case. We had a Mishnais before. That if you give a certain get, the loch is teitzei mizeh umizeh v'chol adrochem ha'iluba, which means actually a vlad mamzeh. So that more will be tarish in a second. Let's see. We get kareach. What's a get kareach? We was a get mekusher. It was the get that you give to the kohen gives to his wife. It has to be tied a bunch of knots. And if you leave one of the folds empty, without an aid, the loch is possible medrabanon because it has to aid them. So medrash is kosher, but it's possible medrabanon. And it says over there. That called Racham Elubai. So it's fair. Why don't our Mishnah enumerate this one also? And for the Gemara, Hasam of Vlad Mamzer. There's the Vlad Mamzer. Hacha Vlad Kosher. Here the Vlad's Kosher. So the Gemara, no. Hanich Rameya, the Amakom, Shanim, Atbeish, Tavacham, Vigitna Vlad Mamzer. That's only going to Rameya do we say that's a Vlad Mamzer. Eller Abonim, Ayikl Meimar. If you're Abonim, what are you going to say? So Marcel, I'll tell you what I'm going to say. Hasam Teitse. There, Baget Kareach, it's very Chomer, it's Teitse. Hachalay Seitse. Here is loisaitze according to one man diyama amad beis. What are you going to say? We're not talking about a mekusha. Right, the Gemara, Va'ikah Shalom Malchus. We have a Mishnah, the Mishnah before that, which we said, get Kareach, which was supposed to be part of that Mishnah, but we still forgot our Tosfos then. Va'kaponim, Va'ikah Shalom Malchus. It's a case that if you leave out the Shalom Malchus, the loch is that get is possible. V'chol Adrach Me'ilban, V'la Mamzer. So why don't we mention that? So I'm saying V'la Mamzer, that's the answer, but it says that it's possible. Hosom Teitzach Le'Seitze. Honich L'man V'hachol Le'Seitze. L'man V'hachol Teitze Ma'ikil Me'mer. Versus Hosom V'la Mamzer. Hocha v'la kosher. Honich l'meh. Alar abon ma yikl meh mar. Zog the Gemara. Mukum lo kidra meh. V'hosom v'la mamza hocha v'la kosher. The bottom line is, this could answer if we get kareach also. Shalom malchus and get kareach are gimel get, they're get them psulim and they're v'la mamza. Even though they're abon. Mashenkin, our mishnah is v'la kosher. So is that sign like our meh? That's one way of learning. The other way of learning, the other way of learning our Mishnah is that the feed the Amma loy seitze. We learn like this: that this Mishnah is loy seitze, and those cases we are born loy seitze. There's a two mahalchim at the answer why we only have to get them sulam. That's the two mahalchim. Either that there is seitze, there is pasul to seitze, and here lacha seitze. The kasha was feed the Amma here that seitze. What are you going to say? Teretz is going to say here's a vlad kasha, there's la mamz, and we're going according to our mayor. So agav. So he's asking on the Mishnah Darka Meir. This is, we said before, Rashi had two pshatim in the Mishnah, beginning of the Mishnah, why Ksav Edim is kosher, Ksav, because of Ksav Yodai, is kosher Midaraisa. We said one pshat is that it's a new man Yama. It's not Rameir, Kamei, it's a Chsimakarati. So Tais only had that part of Rashi. If you look at Tais, the different Maskel, Shloish Yigitim Sulim, it says Leel Parash, Tais Shloish Yigitim, Leel Parash, the Yamach, appears to come to the Hach Mishnah, Loika Rabbalaza, Loika Rameir, ain't Nira. The Eagle Gemara, Mukloka Rameir, there's a Sad, it's Rameir. But we saw already, we spoke out, Rashi really avoids this kasher. Rashi says it's possible for your Amei to be kasher also, because if it's Ksav Yodah, it's Kameya Edim Dami. And you see, Claudic, Mara Tzatz Rameya.
According to Rameya, why is this Mishnah not the case of Hamashana?
Because here, it's not really Hamashana. It's not a Takana der Arbanon that you didn't keep. It's not so much by his mind, you can ask the kasher maybe, but it's, you have to know when he says Kol Mashana. Kol Mashana is when the Rabbanon says something, like Shalom Malchus, that a person would scoff at. So there we say that it has to be another example, see the funny Nechtam and Nechtam. These things is a new Takana der Rabbanon that the people are going to say, oh, I don't believe in it. So Kol Mashana, Mavdvej, Tov, Kol Mavgitin, is a Vlad Mamza. Mashenkin, all the things, Edim and Zman, are universal, but all stars, so it's not something that they felt they had to make a special chumrah for. And we'll see, that's Guf Rechish or Mishnah. Fear me, it's not a Vlad Mamza. We'll see in a second. Zog the Gemara. Minyano de Rei Shalomutim Mai. It says twice in our Mishnah, Shalosh Yigit Mesulim. Starts with Shalosh Yigit Mesulim. And it says again, Harei Elu Shalosh Yigit Mesulim. So why do we say Shalosh Yigit Mesulim? Why do we say twice? Why do we say three? We know it's three. Count it up. Trying to exclude something. So Minyano de Rei Shalomutim Mai. Minyano de Rei Shalomutim Mai. Minyano de Rei Shalomutim Mai Davarim. We're coming to exclude Shalom Malchus and get Kareach. And like Rashi explains, that if you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, Vashmina the Mestisim Rameihi, Domah Hashem Vlad Mamzer. And we're teaching us the Mishnah Rameihi, that says Vlad Mamzer, and still these are kosher. That's good for the Chiddush. So Shloy Yishakim Zulim, there's three Gittin that you're not doing a Chazal say, and still it's kosher. Still it's kosher. It's going to Rameir. That's Meyonah the Resha, the coming to Lamute. Meyonah the Sefer Lamute Mai. You know what's coming Lamute? Had the Tanya Hamevi get him DSAM, when Nostu law, the only following Nechem and Nechdam, Yotzi Vlad Mamza, the Rebbe Meir. The Brisa says, we've had on the Hayam base, that if someone gives a get without finding Nechem and Nechdam, and she goes and gets married, she has to get divorced from the second husband, and the child's a Mamza, the Rebbe Meir. Vacham Rein of Vlad Mamza. Kate said, Yasa, what do you do? We have Tlenu Meir, take it back from her, Vyachsa, Vyachsa, law, but it's not a Vlad Mamzer there. So what's the Miyonah of the Sefer coming to teach us? So Rashi explains that without the Miyonah of the Sefer, you wouldn't believe that Braisa. Braisa is Vlad Mamzer. I would say it's Misha Veshta. I don't believe that Braisa. I believe it's Vlad Mamzer. But now that we said there's only three Gittim Psulim, which is Vlad Kosher, it's teaching us to exclude. There's other cases, which are the Rabbanan Psulim of Vlad Mamzer. What is the case? It's this case. You don't need to tell me before, you're going to say, oh, maybe one's for get Kareach, one's for get Shalom Malchus. Once you say the first one, that we proved it's going according to our mayor, and other things are Mamzer, we got that Chiddush. The second thing is a new Chiddush, that this Braisa that says, if you don't say before Nechta, there's a lot of Mamzer, that's a new Chiddush, and that's in the Schadish Aydei, and saying that Braisa means what it means, that's a Schadish Aydei, the second minion of Shloisha. So Gemara says Vaita. Says the last the The first case in the Mishnah is Kosav Ksav Yodoy Ve'en Alav Eidim. The next case was Yesh Alav Eid Ve'en Bezman. And the third case was Yesh Bezman Ve'en Be'el Eid Echad. So Amar Rav, Ksav Yodoy Shaninu. Our Mishnah went that the Baal wrote his own Ksav Yad. So Moshe said, hey, what are you talking about? Ilay Ma'a Reisha, if you're going on the Reisha, Pshita Ksav Yodoy, that's what the Reisha says. It says, going on Ksav Yodoy. Bela Metziyosa. So maybe it's going on the Metziah, the middle case. The middle case, there's Eidim. Hare Yeshlov Eidim. So what did Rav said? Ksav Yodah Shirinu. Obviously, the ratio is Ksav Yodah. The second case is Eidim. You don't need Ksav Yodah. Ela Aseifa. It's going on the Seifa, which says, Yesh Boi Zman, Ve'ein Boi Ela Eid Echad. There's a Zman with only one Eid. That's what it says in the Seifa. There's a Zman, there's one Eid. And the problem was, we spoke out, like, so what's the Tzad that's good? So Zok the Rav, Dafka, Ksav Yod, the top of Pevav on base. Dafka, Ksav Yod. Dafka, if it's his Ksav Yad, the Baal's Ksav Yad, the Eid. So therefore, it's good. And like we spoke out on the Mishnah, and the Chiddush is that it's still also Lechatchila. Have a Ksav Sofer, the Eid, Loy. But Rav says, if it's a Ksav Sofer, the Eid, it's not kosher at all. Ksav Sofer does not count. So Ksav Sofer, the Eid, will not be good. That's what Dafka Ksav Yod. That's what Rav's coming to tell us. Dafka Ksav Yod. And Shmuel argues, but Shmuel Amar, a filu ksav sofer ve'ed is enough. Where did Shmuel know that from? Shereshaninu ksav sofer ve'ed kosher. Shmuel says in the first Mishnah, the Mishnah on the next on base, Pezayan base, says ksav sofer ve'ed is kosher. So he says that's why it's kosher over here. So that's see ksav sofer. The sofer writes it. There must be got a shlichus from the Baal. That's the ve'ed. Zok tomorrow, no. Varav says, you're right, there's a Mishnah there, but that Mishnah got to be something else. Why? Because, mi dami, hasam tenosa chathila, there's mashma etz chathila mutter, and hakla di evet. So what must be, Zok Rashi, must be going according to Rav Yirmiyah's pshat, that ksav sofer in the Mishnah does not mean ksav sofer, it means chasam sofer. It means a aid road sign, and then the sofer signed. And there it's mutter l'chathila taka. But Ksav Sefer is no good, that's what Rav says. So tell me, a Mishnah means Chesam Sefer. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says it means Ksav Sefer. So if you're Shmuel, what's Pshat? There it's Mashmas Mutter Chatrila, and here we're using it as one of the three Gittim Psulim. But Shmuel loy Kasha, Habis Sifra de Muvik, Babis Safrad loy Muvik. A Sefer that everyone knows is a Chashiva Talmud Chacham, a Baki in Gittin, he will not write a get unless he heard it from the Baal. So by him writing a get, that's Eidus already. And therefore, Ksav Sefer Eid works. Even Lechatchila. Our Mishnah is talking about Sefer Loi Muvak. And therefore, I'll take Zera, because maybe he didn't really hear it from the Baal, so therefore it's not kosher, and it's get puzzle. It's a Vlad's kosher, but the get is puzzle. So it comes out, we have Machloikis, how to learn our Mishnah, if it's talking about, when it says Eid Echa, it means with a Ksav Yodah or Ksav Sefer. According to Shmuel, it's a Ksav Sefer. According to Rav, it's a Ksav Yodah of the Baal, of the husband. V'cheinam Rav Yechanon, Ksav Yodah Shaninu. Rav Yechanon also says, like Rav, that Ksav Yodah Shaninu. You need Daf Ksav Yodah. Rav Loza thought that was going on the Metziah, only Rav Loza on the middle case. Or Rav Loza, Rav Yeshlov Eidim. It says Eidim, you need Ksav Yodah. He knew it wasn't going on the race, it's just Ksav Yodah. He thought he was going on the Metziah on the second case, Rav Yeshlov Eidim. Only no, I'm going on the Seifa. Hakapodim. He says, like Rav, that the only time Eid Echad works only with Ksav Yodah. And not like Shmuel, who says that Ksav Sofer Ve'ed Shaninu.